Welcome back to America's Commercial Real Estate Show. I'm Michael Bull. This segment is brought to you by my company, Bull Realty. For customized asset and occupancy solutions, visit bullrealty.com or give me a call directly. Well, today we're talking about a subject that's near and dear to my heart, commercial real estate marketing today. And, you know, we added today to it because it's not your grandpa or maybe your father's real estate world out there, right? A lot of technology, a lot of changes in the buyer makeup and the financing and just the way transactions are done. Well, please welcome my next guest. It's Jeff Finn, and Jeff is CEO of RealNex. And I think one of the things that makes Jeff even more interesting to talk to is, of course, the CEO of RealNex, which you'll hear a little bit about. It's interesting. But he also used to be president and CEO of NAI. He sold that company back in 2012. So he has been the user. He has been responsible for marketing commercial real estate for clients all over the country. So he knows, as brokers, what we do all day or half the day is market property. So he kind of knows from the user side and then has been developing the technology and the services and the marketing side through his company, RealNex. And he's joining us on the phone. Jeff, thanks for joining us, sir.
Thank you, Michael. It's a pleasure to be here. And it's, appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you. And I'm really happy to have met you over the years and to see what you guys do and how you've put together technology to help us better market properties. Because, you know, sometimes if you come from the technology world or maybe you bring someone on your team that's done some brokerage, but you were at the top. You knew the struggles of people to adopt technology. You knew the struggles to get clients and brokers to actually use some of the technology. And before we get deep in some of the tools and systems that you can help market commercial real estate today, what is different to you today, Jeff? What seems different? What are some of the maybe the struggles or challenges that people have marketing commercial real estate today that maybe didn't exist 10 years ago?
Well, I don't know if it's the challenges as much. It's the opportunities and sort of the plethora of information and channels to market and the ways to market, which are just so much more enhanced and advanced than they were then. You know, in the last era, it was advertising, big like billboard type of broad-based advertising, and sort of your network of relationships to try to find the right buyers. But today, it can be much more of a rifle shot, in that you can identify specific target audiences much more efficiently than ever, and access them more quickly than ever before. So
yeah, it's interesting you say that. I used to have a big monthly bill with my local Atlanta Journal and Constitution many, many years ago, and so what you're saying kind of rings into my memory is, you know, you kind of did this broad marketing to bring in buyers. But so today, as you said today, you could be more direct. But also you said, Jeff, and bring this in line with us, is there are so many seemingly options out there to market properties. You know, what's a person to do? What's a broker to do? What does he choose? How does he do it?
It really is a trick. How do you stand out? How do you differentiate? And how do you make sure you're where your audience is? As you say, it's not just the Wall Street Journal. It's not the answer for everything. And it used to be. That was the, sort of the mainstay, your local, your business paper. But now, through a lot of people are using social media very effectively, and some are using it less than others. But with social media, you can really pinpoint and target in on specific types of prospects that you couldn't before. And in your own database, if you're able to profile your prospects properly, you're able to rifle shot to the exact right person for a multifamily Class B in the suburbs versus a downtown trophy. You know, I think those are probably extremes, but in a broad sense, by profiling prospects very effectively, databasing them, understanding not just what they say they want, but how they actually behave over time and respond to campaigns, you're able to then present the right opportunities at the right time to the right people better than you ever could before.
Right, and that's part of what, you know, brokers get paid for, is that expertise, right? That, like, I for example, lead a team that sells office buildings in the Southeast. And, you know, we have a database and relationships with those companies and those REITs and those funds that own and buy these properties. And some of if you're selling something that's a property, that's part of what you're selling for is that broker that keeps that database. But, you know, I think some brokers struggle to maybe find the right database. I know I get a lot of questions and people say, well, I know I need a CRM, I need a database, but which one would I use? What are some things they may want to think about there?
Well, there are a lot of CRMs that are very generic and I like to say that almost any CRM is built to sell widgets, and you can sell a widget that's a commodity very efficiently with a CRM. Commercial real estate is so highly specialized and different that it really needs to be, at its core, an asset information management system. You really need to understand property and have to have a property-centered base to it. So the ability to both profile property and then not just customers and your history with them and who they are, but exactly what do they want. And when you talk to investors, and I know experience as you are, and I'm sure the audience is, you talk to a lot of investors and they want to give you broad parameters of what they are looking for. But your experience tells you that their sweet spot is something different than they might cast the wide net for. So by being able to hone in on the specific profile of not just what they say they want, but what they actually bid on and act on are what you want to track and manage and monitor, and then be able to present to them specific opportunities that meet that precisely, not waste their time or your time trying to match something that's not correct.
Right. Yeah, and that's I sometimes use the word to prospective investor. Tell me about your perfect world, not something a broad range.
Exactly.
Yeah, give me something. Yep. Right, if I brought this in your strike zone, you'd be writing an offer today, right? Well, so once we identify that with our database and our CRM, you know, then we've got to, as you mentioned, you know, reach those prospects efficiently and effectively. What are some tips there?
So our view, and the way we've built and modeled our technology solution, is to really be end-to-end. And what we found is that the CRM is important, and it's critical to understand the asset, be able to underwrite the asset by having all the data and history around it, understand the profile of buyers so they can match them. But then it's how do you quickly underwrite, package, and go to market with your property. So we've streamlined the presentation management system to be able to take from the CRM all the data that you need to do your financial analysis, to basically do your underwriting, your valuation, put a teaser out, put a full offering memorandum out, create a private and secure deal room, and then run targeted e-marketing campaigns to drive traffic into that deal room. And what's really critical about those steps is that in your e-marketing, you want to be able to monitor how people click, how they access the information that you send, who doesn't access that information quickly, so you know who you need to follow up with. So monitoring touches, which, again, in the past, you never had visibility in that, mm-hmm. but now you have complete visibility on how your marketing is working. So like sending out who's looking, who's opening, who's going into a deal room. If they're in the deal room, what documents are they looking at? What are they downloading? How much time are they spending? What's their frequency of engagement? And that really tells you the level of interest and when it's time to have a follow-up routine and have your call for offers and really accelerate a process by understanding the level of interest. And that monitoring of that whole cycle gives you, as the agent, a much better advantage in your service to your client, that you can let them know what's working, what's not working, and how you need to adjust throughout the process.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. You think about the old days that I started in, you know, you might even snail mail somebody some information on your property, and to your point, they could have been very interested in it, maybe doing a drive-by and thinking about it, and I would never know. Because I didn't know if they opened that letter.
So it's important to put those types of connections in and use technology to your advantage so that you can monitor it and to use simple things. I mean, obviously, the pictures are very important, and to have the video content, and by having links in your marketing to video content, you can also gain a level of interest or into the photos. And what we're finding now more than ever is actual 3D virtual reality, so people can come in and take tours of the property that augment the marketing substantially. And the 3D virtual reality is something that hasn't gone as far as it will, but it's just beginning to really transform how real estate is marketing, because of the cost value proposition's gotten to a point where it's, the technology is now easy to build, easy to deploy, and cost effective to implement. Whereas in the past you needed high powered supercomputers, now you can deliver it on an iPhone.
Right.
Which is incredible to be able to showcase property visually, particularly property that doesn't exist yet. So when you're building space or you want to reconfigure space, you can't really take a video tour of it. You need to model it and what it could be or will be in the future.
Yeah.
And showcase that.
Yeah, that's excellent. And Jeff, one of the things that I see sometimes in the commercial real estate world is that, you know, the agents are the front line marketing these properties. And sometimes I'll hear them say, well, if my company doesn't provide a tool or system or a marketing tool, then I must not need it. But then I see some agents who are really doing well, if their company just really can't provide everything to everybody, and they're investing in some of these tools on their own. What do you see as a provider out there in that regard? Are you still seeing some agents kind of holding back and not investing in themselves if the company doesn't pay for it?
So a couple of things on that point. And first and foremost is that in every industry period, technology is transforming the way service is being delivered to the customer. Mm-hmm. And efficiency is being driven out of every market, and real estate's been slow to fully adopt and take advantage of that, as you know. And it's not necessarily because it hasn't wanted to, it's because a lot of times the technology hasn't existed. Mm-hmm. And now the technology exists, and the major global companies that are gobbling up market share are investing heavily in technology across the board to arm their agents with the best tools and to provide consistency of service so they manage the integrity of their brand. And local, regional firms and independent agents that want to are adopting technology and using it in similar ways, because the tools that the big guys have are accessible. But those, as you say, there are some that still are trying to live in the past and not using the technology that's available to them, and they're slowly losing share. And I think that slowly is going to change to dramatically losing share. And it could be that there's a generation that will be able to ride out their career without adopting and implementing technology, but the next generation of market leaders will be fully deploying, implementing, and taking advantage of the power of CRM, analytics, marketing automation, 3D, and the whole gamut of a process-oriented approach to real estate sales and marketing that used to be the relationship way. And obviously relationships are still critical and important, to have trust and confidence and the ability to advise and navigate the course between people, and that communication, that trust is critical. But the ability to reach out more efficiently to broader markets, to access new markets, to make sure your property has the level of marketing exposure, can't be effectively administered or as effectively administered by an individual through word of mouth than it can be through technology platforms that can help to create an efficient marketplace.
Yeah, good point, Jeff. There's some great tools, and you guys are a great provider of those tools. And if you're not using them today, you're going to get behind. Well, Jeff Finn, thank you, sir. Great information. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Michael. Appreciate it.
And if you'd like to know information about their tools, one of the great things about their tools at RealNext is they've bought several tools and created tools and put them together. So they all work together, and they've also kind of bundled the cost. So recommend, if you haven't checked them out, check out realnex.com, R-E-A-L-N-E-X. They got some great tools. Well, stay with us. I'm Michael Bull, and you want to stay with us. We're going to have one more segment on commercial real estate marketing today. This is America's Commercial Real Estate Show. America's Commercial Real Estate Show is brought to you by Bull Realty. For customized asset and occupancy solutions, visit bullrealty.com. Commercial Agent Success Strategies, incredible training for commercial agents. Visit commercialagentsuccess.com. Red IQ, turning multifamily data into actionable intelligence. Visit rediq.com.